Comedian Ellen DeGeneres was not in her chair on her daytime talk show today. She opted for a rerun so she could rest and recover from the controversy that's exploded over an adopted dog. By now, you've probably heard this clip.
Those people went and took that dog out of their home and took it away from those kids. And I feel totally responsible for it, and I'm so sorry. And I'm begging them to give that dog back to that family. I just want the family to have the dog. It's not their fault. It's my fault. I shouldn't have given the dog away.
Here's what happened. Ellen adopted a dog that didn't work out, so she gave it to her hairdresser's family. The animal rescue people stepped in and took back the dog because Ellen broke her adoption contract. Commentator Laurel Snyder has been in a similar situation, and because of that, she thinks America has taken its dog obsession a bit too far.
This benign saga has the world in a tizzy, because when Ellen handed off the pet, she broke a clause in her adoption contract. And so the group reclaimed poor Iggy, causing Ellen to fall into apologetic hysterics on national television. Now the dog is back in foster care. Ellen is sobbing wildly and publicly, and me? I'm totally unsympathetic, but also unsurprised at the insanity surrounding this. Because people go way over the top when it comes to their pets. Don't get me wrong, I love dogs. In fact, until recently, I was an insane dog person. I've spent thousands on canine surgeries for strays. I've fostered litters of pit bull puppies, and I have actually liberated abused animals from my neighbors. But no more. Like Ellen, I hit my limit. For me, it took having a baby. Because when my son was about a year old, my lab mix, Dave, snapped. Dave, who had always been the gentlest giant on earth, bit my son. Hard. Tore a gaping hole in the back of his little head, and there was so much blood and so much screaming. There was an ambulance, anesthesia, a night in the ER. Most of all, there was my bewildered baby screaming "Mama" over and over as the nurse tried to find a tiny vein for his IV. And then, once he'd calmed down, there was that same baby looking at me through tears and blood, repeating, "Dog, woof woof." So, what would you have done with Dave? Like Ellen, I sent him packing. Dave now lives with my mother-in-law in Iowa. And I suppose I breached my contract, though nobody felt the need to expose my crime because I'm not a celebrity. But you know what? I didn't even feel bad doing it. I haven't given Dave more than a fleeting thought since I packed up his chew toys and shipped him off. Because my dog was only my baby until I had a baby. Now, biting a kid is way worse than harassing a few felines. And so my decision is perhaps a little more understandable than Ellen's. But the point is that it was a dog. Ellen owned the dog, and it was her right to give him away. Of course, I don't mean any of this to diminish the hard work that animal rescuers do. They're devoted people, and they have these complicated contracts for a reason. Ellen could have been handing him off to a life of slave labor at a junkyard or to a family that practiced satanic dog blood rituals. But she wasn't. And really, we live in a world where we eat animals. We wear animals. The idea that we can't give them away to our hairdressers? Hairdressers aren't that bad.
Commentator Laurel Snyder is a blogger, a poet, and an author who lives in Atlanta, Georgia.